Let's talk. Bigger facts.
Let's talk.
Bigger facts.
Let's talk.
Bigger facts.
Let's talk.
Bigger facts.
Nigga, let's talk.
Bigger facts.
Let's talk.
Bigger facts.
I'd like to welcome you to the show. Fully hope you're enjoying yourself. Vibes complimenting other guys. We really appreciate it. Yay. Nigga, let's talk.
Bigger facts.
What we talking about?
Time to get active, baby. Let's get it. We rolling. Welcome back to the Let's Talk Bigger Facts podcast. You already know I got Nice Town in the building. North Philly stand all the way up. I got my guy coming up first, Big Nestle. What's going on? Talk to me.
Let's get it, baby. We back.
Let's get it. Season three, Phils. Come on, man. You already know the biggest plug in the Philly. The biggest plug in Philly, the colossal one. If you ain't know, man, I got Big Pat rocking with us. What's up, baby?
You all right? Oh, that's not even my joke. That's been the minute. My fault, bro.
Good. And the man that needs no introduction, man. Mr. Earliest for the next one himself. Inquires on Bus Driver Dude. Talk to us, bro.
You already know.
We back, man, in season three. We back, man. We took a little time off, man. And we're going to be completely transparent about the whole thing. Fill you in on where we was at, you know, while we just getting started back up. And we're going to jump right out of there. Family's been taking a lot of losses, a lot of loved ones. So it was in everybody's best interest so we can bring the best energy on here to continue when we get into a better space to where we all can speak a little bit more freely about it without getting emotional, everything like that. We lost a lot of key pieces to the family, man. My mom, Zinzi Anderson, has now passed away. February, and within that same month, lost an uncle, lost my great-grandmother, and that was all within the span of 19 days. Just this past week, but we didn't want to put another hold on it, my mother's best friend also just lost life, my Aunt Moni. So it's just been a crazy year for the city of Philadelphia. We broke a lot of record rates as far as homicides go last year, and now we're on pace to even beat that. So the city is a dangerous place right now. So I know I'm not the only one. We're not the only one that's lost loved ones this year. Kids are dying. Women are dying at rapid rates. It's a crazy place to be at right now. So tell your people you love them as always. But, you know, did you want to touch on that a little bit? You cool?
No, I just tell everybody, man, be careful out here, man. It's real dangerous out here.
It's very dangerous out here. So it just... I hate to start on these down notes, and we just coming back for season three.
But we definitely missed y'all, man. Huh? We missed it, man. We've been getting a lot of feedback, like, when y'all bringing it back, yo, we back, baby.
No, it's crazy, man. As soon as we start setting up, I start getting butterflies. Like, I start getting nervous. Like, I'm like, damn, we like starting back again. Mm-hmm. Pat hit me like, yo, bro, I keep going to the stew, and like it feel weird, cause like we ain't operating. I'm like, I said, damn. We got to get back. I was getting yelled at and everything, man. Y'all was right at our whole situation. I'm like, damn. I said, take it easy, man. Like, yo, we be back in a second, man. Everybody just take a couple breaks. And if you realize, you know, just during the past, historically, we take a lot of breaks between each season anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, it's not that bad. So I'm like, well, other than that.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little break.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, man. Yeah. Just a little bit of straightening, yeah, man.
That's straightening.
And we missed a lot of – Damn, we missed a lot of sports talk, a lot of music talk, a lot of movie talk. So we out of COVID, we ain't talk vaccine work. Damn.
Glad we missed the sports talk.
Glad we missed the sports talk. I definitely ain't want to be around for that.
Yeah, I probably would have took a personal leave of with the Sixers.
Nice little leave
of
absence.
Took a little leave of absence.
Yeah, we ain't got to cover that. Yeah.
We ain't got to cover that. Nah. But just to say, we definitely took a leave of absence if Sixers was in the chip. Straight drop.
We're going to talk about your man, Benjamin.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Benjamin Simmons, man. Benjamin. He don't deserve a J. That's what Howard Eskins. He called him Benjamin.
You call him Benjamin, cuz?
Benjamin Simmons.
Howard Eskins.
I'm not giving him the J.
Nah, we refuse to let this be on the down note. But I noticed something. There's been a lot of death, and there's nothing funny about death. But social media and death, it really don't mix with a lot of people. Because what I've been noticing is people drop a lot of hints and they spark a lot of people's interest and then get angry with the people that ask for it. People like, man, I hate when this happened. Man, it's so sad out here. Like, my whole world has been crushed. And everybody like, yo, what happened? Yo, mind your business. Mind your business. I'm like, yo, you just let on. So you gave me 6 or 7 posts letting me know that something is wrong deeply in your life. You deeply troubled. And then somebody just asked what's wrong. I'm like, now we being nosy.
Yeah, yo, mind your business. Y'all up in my business.
Yo, mind your business.
Yo, people put their whole life on social media, they get mad. Like, yo, y'all up in my business.
Y'all in my business. I'm just like, I don't really know where to draw the line. So I'm like, I never been like a person that, I don't know. If I hold it that close to me, I do my best to leave it off social media. I'm about to take the Pat route. Pat ain't, yo, ghost. Yeah. People be looking at Pat crazy. They be like, no, yo, what's your gram real quick, bro? I ain't got one. If you ain't got Pat number, you just ain't.
I respect Pat reason why he not on there.
Yeah.
I know the last time he told me he was on there, he got into a rumble. the Twitter talk.
Yeah, that's when I'm like, yeah, no, this joint ain't for me. But no, I don't like, one, I don't like posting. The stuff that mean the most to me, you're not going to really see.
You're not going, yeah.
So, like, I don't know. Like, things that mean the most to him, I'm going to carry it a certain way. So, like, social media is all about, I don't know, like, showing it. And then just to see people on that joint, like, fraud. And when you know a situation.
When you know a situation.
A certain way. I'd rather not. I'm going to remove myself from that situation versus, like, having to watch you fake this. And then I'm upset about it. So, I'm just going to chalk it.
No, the only reason I just don't get it is because it's like, I'm like, yo, bro, if you gave that to us, like, yo, you got to take whatever come with this.
That's true.
Like, you gave this to the people. Like, if you put something about a loved one, good or bad. Like, say if one of your loved ones was Ben Simmons, and you put him up, so you probably got to take that heat that's coming back on, like, whether it's free throws, jump shots, wherever his position is with the Sixers right now. So if you put it out there, you can't be mad at nothing that come back. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm. Ain't everybody on the internet is an expert, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
Everybody know everything about
Graham
everything.
University, cuz? Or Twitter State?
Twitter State.
Bro, they crazy, bro.
You call that shit Graham U.
Oh, and what they do is they lead in on how they give you like a few sentences on how they knowledgeable about the topic and then tell you how you wrong. I'm like, Kyle, you just want me to take your word for this? Like, no, I worked in the ER for 3 years. This is not how you do this procedure.
I watched Grey's Anatomy.
And I watched Grey's Anatomy. I got to get on that too. How many, is that the joint like 13, 14 seasons?
Yeah, it's like 15.
15,
yeah.
16.
I think the first season was like 05.
Yeah. Yeah, that's gonna definitely been out for
like
a minute.
It's based in Seattle.
Speaking of series, you gotta get in on Lupin.
Come on, man.
You already on it?
Yeah.
That's my fault. You want it yet?
What?
Lupin? Crazy Heist Thief type.
Good joint. Yeah.
No.
Anybody? Yeah.
What is it on Netflix?
Yeah,
Netflix. It's a good joint.
Yeah, I like it.
It's the first season, but it's like a 2-part joint. Like
I ain't see that one.
They got it in English now, but the first time I did the one where I had to read the.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I did the one where I had to read the
subtitles.
No, sir.
No, but they got it in English, though.
Bro, I still ain't seen Narcos.
Still seen it. Yo, no, I watched the first 4 episodes of Narcos, and it was good.
It's too much.
Somehow I still got out of it.
I'm not putting Narcos on my list.
Yo, I'm like an old Western movie bag right now.
You Western movie bag? Yeah.
They can't miss right there.
Clint Eastwood bag.
I might try to get a John Wayne bag.
That's like 1950s. Yeah, that's... He did nothing but Westerns.
Like, yeah.
That's all his whole category. I'm like, you ain't got no type of drama.
I don't feel like the movies is like, I was about to say George Floyd friendly, but I just feel like Jones is real, like, when I think of Westerns, I just think they're going to call me, like, something crazy.
Yeah.
Be mad about at the end of this joint. Like, Clint Eastwood, I don't trust Kyle.
Yeah. Yo, Clint's saying something.
he's going to sneak something in.
I don't trip because, yo, he spread the love.
When he directed the movie,
Black people, like, Asians.
Yeah.
Other white people, like, he trashing everybody racially.
Clint
will get you. You ever see Gran Torino?
I'm gonna say Gran Torino.
He trashed the Asian
great movie though. I love Gran Torino.
It's a good joke.
Bro, he trashed good movie. The Asian community. He made him look kind of look great.
He ain't get no backlash on that, right? Nah. I feel like
because it's a movie, so
it's
I guess
still a movie. Yeah. I ain't reached that point where I could take something that's like, yo, bro, I know this is like, I mean, it's probably a little bit of truth, and like when you wrote it, because, you know, like, people lie, you be like, nah, it was something behind that, bro. But it's a great piece of work. I watched Gran Torino.
Gran Torino is a great movie, though.
I'm heavy, man. You got your Western, you got Young Guns. Give me a Tombstone.
Yo, that might be my favorite movie.
Young Guns.
Who christened them?
Billy the Kid. Yes. Gunners.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't even repeat what he just said, though. He told it. Christened them.
No, because we was you hit me yesterday and you was talking about, you was like, I think you when you get in like certain like types of bag, which like how you want to spend your money, how you want to spend your paper, you like, yo, cuz, I ain't really blow a bag guy, cuz. They can just be like, I wonder how people be feeling like after that.
Oh yeah, like yo, I get the bag and I blew it.
And I blew it.
I get the bag and I blew it.
Cause they got a bunch of rap, they got a bunch of rap verses and everything that make it feel good. Then the chicks make you feel shitty about it too. Like, man, if you got it, spin it. Like, and they don't really, this is what they're doing right now. Like, I don't care if you got, I don't care how much money you got. If you ain't giving it to me, this is what they're doing right now.
Yeah, I now if I blew the bag of responsibilities, I feel good. But if I blow it on some bullshit, like, nah.
No, I don't feel good. Cause the first time, dead up, bro.
I work hard to get a bag.
First time, I'm a population guy. I like population. I be in there dancing, bro. First time I bought a section, yo, bro, it bring out so many people. I'm dead serious, cuz. When I walked in, it was me, Lady, Deacon Moan. I bought this joint cause I couldn't even find Lady in this section. I'm like, well, yeah, yo, you gotta start getting with it. You gotta start getting, yo, bro. They know you, they be cool, but then that's enough to get in bus driver through section. They on your top. Like, I'm a population guy. Like, yo, it get too cluttered in there. I get what bottle I got, and I'm walking. I'm walking out.
Yeah.
Section life crazy, cuz. Cause the chicks getting bumped out the way by all the dudes. They real aggressive over the liquor.
That joint be real, like, interesting to see people, like, position themselves just for the social media part of it, like, to record the video. I'm thinking of the joint we was down in Atlanta, bro. She's the TikTok dancer.
Yeah.
Bro, you could see her counting the steps in her head.
Like, yo, I'm going to get this down. Oh, you know, you'll see people, like, working on their stuff, cuz.
In the middle of the club?
In the middle of the club, bro. It's the thing, bro. Shout out to the A2. It was a lot of stuff surrounding the city because I had never been to the A instead of just recently. So it was one of them cities. Y'all proved me wrong. I appreciate it. I got a lot of love for the A because I was already upset with y'all because y'all beat us. Man, shout out to Ice Trade and all that. We ain't tripping. But the way people talked about the A, I kind of thought it was going to be overrated. Mm. To be completely honest with you.
No, for real.
Thought the A was going to be overrated.
And we ain't blow a bag, but like, that shit was really fun.
It was really fun. It was fun, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
The A was
like
the,
to like
the
spend
A,
your
bro.
Money on something that you're not gonna see.
Yeah.
I would do it a few times over.
Yeah, the AI, bro. Oh, like it wasn't over.
I can see why people
and I don't even like going
want to move
bro.
Down there. I can see why people want to move down there.
Yeah, I don't like going out either. So,
but
the A
dangerous.
Yeah,
I can see why people want to move down there. Like, oh, like yeah, I know a couple people like they go down there like three times. They're like, man, I'm trying to move down. I'm trying to move down Atlanta. I'm like, y'all gassing it. I went the first time like. All right. Second time, like, damn, this shit crazy.
Hey, dude, let me tell you.
I'm like, yo, it's like, that shit crazy.
Because the Airbnb game, I'm going Telly and Midtown next time for the people in the A that know what I'm talking about. First of all, first Airbnb that Nest grad, straight in Bankhead.
We was in Bankhead. Shout out my man, Trey. And then we went to his bachelor party. Shout out my man, Trey.
Yeah,
man.
I stayed on that block last time.
We was in Bankhead, dog.
Cold the trenches. Now, we in the Uber, me, Pat, Ness, homie trying to drop us off. He like, he getting real sketchy on like where we going. He just dropping us off. He like, yo, damn, bro, this the address? We like, yeah, that's the address. What's up? Like, I don't know, bro. Y'all like a couple blocks away from the Bluff. I'm like, the Bluff? I'm talking about like the movie? He's like, yeah, bro, be going down. Like, them niggas dangerous, bro. Like, somebody just, he just started like, I don't like when you try to scare me though. Like, all right, bro, like if you nervous about it, cool. Yo, bro, we pulled up, cuz. One of these joints, it was like a block away from where we were staying, bro. They had like, bro, their apartment complex looked like 03. It was like a dude with this big Lincoln Navigator, white joint, with the trunk open.
Parking lot party.
That shit bumping. It's like 40 niggas out there. It's people all on top of the balconies. I said, yo.
That joint was popping.
It was winning.
That's the joint, like, if you know them, it's the time of your life.
We couldn't go there. Like, you get what I'm saying?
That's popping in the and yeah. That's a joint like that'd have been nutty if we break down right there. Like, damn.
Man, we are. I ain't kidding.
So I'm like, nah, boy, I'm like, the A was love. I ain't gonna front. We was at an Airbnb across the street from the sketchiest gas station store I ever seen in my life, bro.
That might not even have been. I don't even think they sold gas, bro.
Yeah, bro. I ain't seen nobody stop and get gas.
It might have about two pumps. Like two gas pumps.
Everybody just kept
like
popping up.
East side, that was it.
It was like a meeting spot. People. Niggas meeting up real quick, talk for a couple minutes, get up out of there.
It was definitely like, a trip. Yeah.
You know, we cool, cuz.
It was an old head out there for like 8 hours in the same spot. I'm like, man.
What happened?
We supposed to go over there like 100 times. You gonna go over there? Nah, we gonna wait.
Nah.
We gonna wait.
No, cuz what it is, I ain't in a rush to prove how tough I am to, like, nothing to know. Like, bro, I ain't, we ain't got to go.
Like,
I ain't
even
taking a risk.
I don't like this in my city, so facts. I ain't going to come down to another person. City.
Yo, bro.
I only go to my corner store. I ain't about to go.
Stores now, Chinese stores now, not straight death trap.
Dumb bun. Yo, go out your way. Yo, it's an extra 5-10 minutes. Drive to the one down the street, man. Go to the one in the county or wherever you.
Drive the Wawa or something.
Yeah, man, like, it ain't worth it. Niggas pride getting away, man. I don't, ain't nobody gonna stop me from that, right, bro. Do you think?
Yeah, pride. Definitely.
You getting picked off, bro. Kids now. You got like 14-year-olds, 13-year-olds with guns. Letting shit
girls
go.
And boys, man.
Right. And a pregnant woman just got shot yesterday in West. It's wild, bro.
I started listening to the news because it's like every day is like something new. Like, okay, it'd be a death, but then it'd be like, oh, yeah, a 29-year-old woman is getting shot and she was 6 months. Like, shit like that. Like, it's getting too close to home now. Like,
it's just no rules to it.
Yeah, so. Remember when you had to be in street shit to, like, for something to happen? If an innocent person, something happened to somebody innocent every now and again. Now ain't nobody got nothing to do with nothing. The background on him, like, man, this kid just did this. He went to school. He did that. Like, it's nothing but good stuff to say about him. This ain't the young boy that's on the shirt with the middle finger pics. You'd be like, ah, he was a good dude, but he was doing some wild shit. Like, nah. Bro, it's people that's just left and right, bro. Mm. College students going by. I'm like, young boy died on Temple campus. He's one of the players.
Yeah, stupid. I'm going to say, I know nobody is worried about me, but I'm moving out this joint like something going to happen.
Something going to happen. I'm like, for that reason, people take a lot of stuff for granted just the way you move. Don't ever be like, nah, I'll be right back. No, it's just right around the corner. Like, no, I'm gonna just step outside for 2 seconds. Yo, bro, just move how you operate how you supposed to. Putting them locations up while you still at play, yo, man. Do what you need to do. If that location go up, you should be somewhere completely different.
Yeah, you set your own stuff up for that one.
It's like, and it's just like, not to say nothing gonna happen to you. You ain't gotta have nobody looking for you, man.
Stop sharing your location, because that might be a spot that you be at all the time.
All the time.
That's the other part about social media. It's like, you know, it's super, like, whether it's the law or your apps, like.
Yeah.
You making it super easy for everybody to see
everything.
You ain't even got tagging. You ain't even got tagging them. You could just show what you ride. You could ride through the neighborhood like, oh, they live around there. Okay. They take that same route every day or this client. Oh, yeah, I'm on it. Bro. Like, it's so easy now, dog. Like, it's so easy now.
Like, dying over the gram, bro.
Dying over the gram. It's crazy. Bro, you got people dying on Instagram Live.
You got a lot of beef starting on Instagram.
Yeah. Beef starting on the gram.
Never seen a person in your life, but y'all start beefing off the internet.
And it's on.
Yeah, that cyber shit is very, it's real.
Hey, cuz.
Yeah.
Yo, what it is, you got to acknowledge it. You got to recognize that, yo, we in a different time. Like, stop acting like it ain't the same. Recognize that. You got old heads, young boys, whoever don't want to adjust. Like, yo, bro, people dying over these phones, bro.
Phones, female, it'd be a lot, man.
Homie got into a shootout in Chickies and Pete's because his girl ex was in there. And, like, he must have been with his guys. She say something to them on her way to the bathroom. That he go confront them. Now everybody got guns. They shoot it out. I'm like, look, bro, a lot of stuff is uncalled for, bro. I'm like, if you got to take your talents outside of the city or go somewhere else just to have a good time, you do that. You got, like, all that convenience stuff just because it's right here. Yo, it ain't worth it.
Yeah.
It ain't worth the trouble. Whether you put somebody down or somebody put you down, yo, hey, bro. We ain't getting into what they call it, the dick badgering contest. Got it, cuz. But I never avoided so much confrontation in my life. I don't want no smoke.
I don't want no smoke.
Cool.
Ain't worth it, bro. Ain't worth it.
Even like on the road rage tip, like, nah, I'm cool. You got it.
Yo, it ain't worth beeping at nobody, bro. It ain't worth it.
I don't know what that. You really can get hit over anything. Anything, so like you really got.
I never seen so many gangster drivers in my life, man.
Oh, you said all time high.
Yo, bro, when I'm driving the bus, how many fingers I get? Yo, bro, people get mad at me because I'm stopping at every corner picking people up.
Yeah, that's it's not like funny, but it's funny as shit. Like, yeah, I'm really just at my
job. I use
a term, man. I bet they having car muscles. I feel because they behind that wheel, they feel like they untouchable.
Yeah, bro.
I'm like, yo, that you untouchable. You can throw the middle finger. You don't know who I am. I could be a straight cold killer. Like,
some people in the car, like, they want to give you all the smoke in the car. They don't really want no problems, but they just want to give you a little bit on your way, like the middle finger, but they want to keep on going.
No, people just got
to pull up to it.
What was that?
They ain't even looking to it.
I was thinking of that movie with Russell Crowe. We were talking about it the other day.
Was it like a car type incident type deal?
Yeah, it was like it's Amazon Prime. Pretty much like the lady giving the middle finger or something. And he wanted an apology, but she not giving it to him. So he just caused hell for the rest of the movie.
That's what the whole... Damn.
Yeah.
He just wanted the apology. Nah.
Say sorry. Oh, no. You got to understand that people standing on their ignorance. You ever see, bro, it's a meme. It's an old meme now, but it just circled around again, so I got it. You never to see. Like, yo, somebody ordered like a 50-piece nugget, all this other stuff, and it was like, yo, you forgot. Like, they grit. It's like a picture of Snoop and Baby Boy, like the Grammy face. Like, yo, you forgot my straw. Cashier look back out. Yo, it's in the bag. He looking at like, like, yo, people ain't got people ain't got no sorries. And then like when people wrong, yo, they don't want to hear you tell them like yo, like I know. They try to cut you off from the rip with like yo, like I don't want to hear shit about me being wrong.
Don't want you to tell them that. Yo, don't tell me that.
Don't tell me.
Tell me nothing. People don't want to hear nothing, cuz. Like we in the time, bro. People don't want to hear nothing.
People don't want to hear shit.
Tell me nothing.
Today defense, it's never been this much speakers out in the world. It's never been this much. Like the motivational speaking game, I think that's for a select. It's a select type of energy you gotta bring. Select type of, like, your vocal game gotta be just a little bit different. Like everybody, you gotta know if you like universal. Can you kind of reach certain people? Cause some people just be getting on. I'm like, your motive is not really to touch the people. You trying to like, you trying to gain a following before you really touch the people. A lot of some of the best motivational speakers, like, yo man, they trying to like. They try to make a difference and the following comes. So like, I'm like, yo, with everybody speaking, people don't want to hear. Now, I ain't gonna lie, it take me a minute. Somebody gotta send me somebody personally, like, nah, bro, listen to him for me to give it a shot.
Yeah, no, it'd be some people with some real gifts.
Yeah. I'm just like, damn. That's heavy. Somebody you got damn. You got what's his name? I'm rocking with Low right now. Low can't miss.
Oh, Wallow?
Wallow
had it. Yeah, Wallow had it. I popped and joined the other day, man. He was saying how he ran into this girl. He ain't see her in like 20-something years. And he see her like, so he like, damn, how you doing? He's like, happy to see her. Yeah, she just like, she like, man, I'm doing good. But then she just broke down crying. He like, yo, like, what's going on? She's like, man, I'm supposed to be like somewhere farther than he. And he said, remind you, she had a lot of great accomplishments. But she's like, but I'm looking at people that on the gram that's doing better than me, saying how like, yo, they got more than me. Like, yo.
I just asked how you
did it. You just showed me all these accomplishments that you got, and you letting the facade that you see on Instagram break you down. She started crying to him like, yo, I just really need somebody to talk to. I ain't where I'm supposed to be, cause she looking at people on a grant. Yo, we all go through the same struggles. Ain't nobody really doing better than nobody for real. Mm-hmm. But we look at the gram and it'll make it seem like yo somebody really up
somebody
here.
Somebody crazy. Yo, you know, some people got a talent in hiding that shit. I'm like, yo, this.
He told her, yo, you need to take a break off this app. Like, you need to take a break. You can't handle.
You can't.
You need to take a break.
That ain't funny.
Some people really need to break off the gram, but they can't handle it, bro.
No, for real.
And it starts stressing them out because how other people living.
No, for real. I 100% agree with you, bro. That's some true shit.
I'm sorry. I can't handle it.
Because that's like. People look at the gram and they think that's the lifestyle. Yeah, like, bro. You get what I'm saying? Like, where you get that from? I've seen it on Instagram. Like, huh?
I'm like, what you doing,
it's crazy.
Man? You got to tap back into your individuality, man. It's just,
I agree. Funny.
Like, originality is real tough. Bro, I got, like, I don't know how true this is. This is me, like, when I overthink. But I got, like, say, if social media just continue, which I believe it is. Bro, if this continue, the world going to get smaller and smaller in the sense of, I think people's accents eventually going to go. I think everybody going to start talking the same. And I'm talking about a broad, like, this is a very broad school.
You talking about far as, like, just being on social media and stuff?
Being on social media. Yeah. Where you got people, like, you can adopt anybody's lingo.
Yeah.
Like,
lingering.
I don't know.
Louisiana, Chicago.
You're still gonna butcher Dream.
I always feel like the
except for the Baltimore one.
That's tough. Oh, that's a tough joke.
Can you tough drink to duplicate?
Yeah, you can't.
But how that joke be?
But like
TEW.
Yeah, like it's that. I used to watch The Wire, and The Wire would give you a little sense of it.
A little bit though.
Until you meet people from Baltimore. Yeah. Like, I got good peoples too. Like, everybody I know from Baltimore is solid.
Shoot.
And it's really real. I didn't know that. Yeah.
And they know. They be like, no, I'm not saying certain words. Like, you're not about to just bid on me. Like, this is how we talk, bro. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah. Between that joint and the New Orleans joint.
They got my angle front. That's in my top three favorite.
No, you know what's crazy? Philadelphia has a accent.
We huge. We tough. I don't like that because
how many times we was in Atlanta and they was like, we're out from Philly?
Or from Philly.
Like, damn. I can tell.
But I see it's a lot of these young boys from Philly on this Chicago kick trying to talk. Yo, we got our own originality. I got a lot of love for Chicago. I got a lot of homies from Chicago.
Chicago got lingo?
What? You think gang?
All that stuff. Yeah. That type of lingo. Okay. Yeah, not like an accent, but like that lingo.
Yeah, gotcha. It's hard to talk.
Got you.
But like, you know.
No, that gang shit.
As much original people as we have here, as far as like DNA-wise, we got a lot of followers in Philly, too. It's bad.
Super bad. It's crazy. Like, we can set a trend, but then we also can follow it, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's very weird.
But the trendsetters we do got, like they lead the way. Like, you can tell. Like, so a lot of people, if a Philly person in the room outside of it, like, a lot of times you really know where they at if they carry it out of town, right? Yeah. But sometimes people go way too over the top. Trying to prove that this is a dangerous city when you go other places. Yo, just calm down, bro.
Even you at the airport, you could tell. Even if you're like in a different city at the airport, you could tell who in that airport.
I know who flying
is from the city.
Ain't from where, yeah.
Like whether it's like the sweatpants tucked in the socks, the beard, whatever it is, like you know they from the city.
I was on the bus the other day. I forget what route I was on. I was on like the 47 or something. 47 number something. And I'm riding past Pets. Like, do you know about walking?
Oh,
I see the boy, like, he got this crazy sweatsuit on over the hood. I'm like, yo, bro, where you from? He like, be more, man. Like, y'all knew you were from here. He like, we just start laughing. I said, yo, dog. By his whole swag, I'm like, I knew you were from here. Mm-hmm. Yo,
fashion-wise, bro, Philly definitely stick out. So, my white homies at Western, they was tripping me. I had on, like, butters with shorts. Yeah, you see highs today, man? They had on construction boots and shorts.
Construction boots. Yo, you know what's crazy? I had a camo jacket. And he was like, Ness, what's up with the camouflage jacket? I'm like, huh?
Nigga, that's a light.
That's a light. Like, I'm like, yo, I had a camo jacket. You know what I'm talking about? It was like, Ness, what's up with the camouflage jacket? I'm like, it's a lay. Like, yo, that was crazy. That was funny.
They do stuff for certain purposes, bro. So that was always funny.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, real random. I just thought about it because I was at Wawa with you the other day, Ness. Cause we about it. You know how we big on giving flowers, giving charity, just giving back to people that just, you know what I mean? You in a bad spot, you know what I mean? Certain opportunities might have been afforded to you. Like, okay, we with you. We got the joint. Ness messed up me about to give somebody something.
Who the cuz with the
I ain't peep his kick game.
Nigga had some ones
he
on.
He said, yeah, some fresh ones on. He said, bro, I can't give
some fresh ones on, bro.
So like then I tell dude was like, yo, cuz, people want you to look the part out here if they gonna give you something. And they want you to look like
people want you to look like a bum.
Look like a I'm bum.
Saying, what if the person that walked in before you was like, damn, you can head these off my feet?
That's what I was thinking. So I was on a rock and a hard place. Like, yo, what is Mike blessing with them joints?
What's Mike blessing with them joints?
Yo, bro, for people to give you something, they want you to look like a bum. They want you to have nothing on your feet. No shirt on. Like, then I can help.
Yo,
like if a regular not a regular person, but if somebody that looked just like you walked up to you and was like, can I have a dollar?
I can't believe you.
But you gonna look at like, nah,
I can't
bro,
believe
like,
you.
Get up, yo, like, bro. You look cool, like, bro.
Because
somebody probably really could have gave
because
you.
Because you like you weird. Because
you could sell that hat. You could sell them shoes to get you some bread.
But just saying,
you
like,
know what I'm saying?
But it's like how like we.
Really I love want. Giving. I love giving.
I never have a pair of ones. Ness.
I love giving.
I was going to pair of these.
But just say like, but you know, just say I just gave the boy like some fresh clothes. But if he don't look like a bum, people really don't want to give him that. Like, yo, bro.
Yo, people
you ask me
you.
For a dollar, man, you got a better jacket on than me.
Give me like, a dollar.
Somebody probably really gave him that jacket, though.
Oh, God. Yo, bro.
Bro, he ain't like,
speaking of this, bro, Hottie had this jacket, my big brother, by the way. You just tuning in. If you just tuning in season 3, you hear me talk about Hottie. This is my big brother, personal trainer. He had this jacket. I used to love this jacket that he had. So, like, he's a personal trainer. So, he's running he's on a jog session, so he's running, and midway through his jog, he helps people out throughout the run. So as people running with him, he making sure they're keeping up, making sure they stay in shape, all that good stuff. So he's waiting on the rest of his crew to come, so he puts his jacket down. This is a nice looking jacket. It's like it's still workout worthy. So you could go a lot of different ways. You could have laid it. You could work out in it. Anyway, so midway through, he's waiting for everybody to get to the halfway point so they can meet up and finish the second half of the workout. Before the midway point, they take a picture so they could just, everybody, when they get back home, we could just jump in the cars, everybody leave. So he's like, you know what? Somebody need a little bit more help than others. He runs back to go, you mean, give somebody some motivational pep talk to like get to the halfway point, to that little midway finish line. He gets back to the midway point where he was, and he doesn't see his jacket. He like, damn, I know I'm tripping. Like, all right, where my jacket at? He like, nah, I gotta be tripping. So he like, let me just take the picture and I'll find it after this. They take the picture, and a guy is out there riding a bike. Just got his jacket on. Like, he just like, high quicker than you think. So high, like, he just walk, he just jog him down, like, yo, man, that's my jacket. Like, he said, oh man, I just thought it was so nice. That's right. And nobody had it on. So I just thought, like, I thought it was my jacket. Then like how I was thinking about like taking the jacket back, then he looking. Homie didn't have to say it. It was a demeanor about him. Like, yeah, this dude, he probably not going through good things. He said, like, first of all, he had a bad walk-around drink. Like, everybody know, like, when you do stuff, he had milk for the walk-around drink. That's not a good drink. Like, you go water, get your clear fruit, Gatorade. Like, you just walking around throughout the day. Like, you running errands with this drink. He had milk.
Throw
like,
up.
And he said, like, yo, he could just see it all on, like, this thermal he had on. Like, spilling on it a little bit. He's like, yo, man, see opportunity, bless somebody. Like, yo, man, I'll just make sure somebody just ain't try to steal it, man. I ain't know you. Because it wasn't nobody. Hey, yeah, he just put it down.
For sure.
So he just let him rock out, and he blessed homie with the jacket. So I'm just saying, if somebody see him with that jacket, that's a nice jacket. So, like, is he going to get denied a blessing the next time? Like, man, that jacket too nice, bro. Like, I ain't giving you nothing.
He got to put it inside out.
Scott. No, but yo, I told you, bro, I really like on the bus, I really got cool with, like, real panhandlers. Like, people... Like, I really got cool with real.
Like, had conversations with him and everything.
Dude, I even got one of my panhandlers out of Rumble. Like, I'm on a bus. I pull up to the corner. Like, front, not like any. Like, he getting in a scuffle. I'm like, yo, man, come on, man. Come get on the bus. Come ride with me, man. So he get on the bus. He's like, hey, man, I built this corner to make money, man. Like, this is my hours out here. I'm like, damn, a panhandler really built up a corner to make money. Shit.
So brick, I buy a brick.
And he was telling me, like, no, man, this corner really makes some money. Like, I built this up.
But he's saying, like, yo, I put the work in one. Nobody out here in front
of Allegheny. No, bro, I talked to this one panhandler. Like, he was telling me, like, yo, he was out there like 8 hours, man. He made like $150. Yo, that's untaxed.
Bad. Untaxed.
Yeah, that's a real track.
$150 a day? That's panhandler? Bad. Hey, that ain't bad.
I'm like, I don't know. Like, if I was just down on my luck, like, would I go panhandle? You go, like, I'd probably go to another state, though.
Yeah, I can't go to Philly.
What's
can't
that joint when you come in, like, the little bridge when you come in, like, from the airport or going to the airport?
The Platte Bridge.
The Platte Bridge.
That joint. Everybody that be out there be, like, sketchy about, because there's always a car parked, like, on the side. And
you can't quite.
I'm like, is that your car?
Mm-hmm. Bro, that's not
but listen, why is people, why we always got, like, think, like, is somebody getting over me?
Yeah.
Don't nobody like nobody get over him. Like I want to give you the dollar, but is he getting over me?
I hear stories and I've seen it a lot. Like, you know, you give somebody some stuff and they're like, bro, I just bless you with something. Go ahead about your day.
Yeah, my said.
My mom gave somebody a token and they ain't with the token. my mom's like, give my token back. Like, I gave you said, I'm trying to get some transportation. I was like, I don't got no money. I'll give you a token. She's like, I gave you a token. Why you still asking for money? Go home.
She went straight to pop.
I want some money so I can go home. I'm trying to get to my kids.
She went straight
my
to pop.
My mom blessed her with a token.
Fat, go right to the bus.
Right to she's like, yeah, still out. She's like, all right, yo, come on.
Yo, somebody just got my man. I'm like, yo, Shep the driver. Somebody got it. He is like, yo. He said the boy, like, I don't know where he was at, but he's like, the boy, like, yo, man, I got stuck here, man, Philly, man. I'm trying to get back to, like, Atlanta. No, I'm trying to get back to Florida, man. I need, like, $60.
Oh, he
gave the boy
$60. Gave him $60.
So he said he leave back. He said he come back around. He must then know what something. He's like, hey man, Hey, yo, but I said $6.
Bro, it's crazy.
Yo, you spit back. Yo, I said, you know, he on autopilot, bro. Like, he don't even see your face. A lot of times you tell him no. Like, yeah. You be thinking they take
you
it
remember
back.
They like,
well, they don't remember him.
They don't. They don't. They see a 10, they see 1,000 faces a day, dog.
Yo, you tell him no, you be thinking like, man, he probably think I'm on some. No, he don't care, bro.
My bad.
He ain't got time. He got to get to another car. Like, he ain't got time.
Sometimes you got to know, too. Like, just being the era you from, the era you in. You be like, oh, I know this person. Like, like, no, you get what I'm saying? Like, you be like, they not really trying to get what they want. They trying to get something so they can get high. You know, get high. You know what I mean?
I know a lot of people on the first
day. I was a young boy. They use their kids involved. I'm like, where your kid at? Where your kid at? Let me see the kid. Like, where the kid at? I was like, all right, bro, I'm gonna buy you a sandwich. She's like, I forgot how this shit went. He asked for some money. I was like, all right, we're going to Rite Aid right now. I get what you need. He's like, no, I need the money. I was like, bro, we in Rite Aid. I can get what you want from Rite Aid. You say you need something for your kids. I can go to Rite Aid right now. He was in front of Rite Aid. I was like, never mind, man.
I'm cool.
I'm like, where your kid at? Like, it was just a lot. Like, it was just like stuff like that. Like, I'm always down to bless. Like, definitely to bless. Bro, you know what I'm saying? But it's like.
But you got to like.
I'm like, bro, you got to meet me. I'm in Rite Aid. I said, I'm going here right now. Tell me what you need. I'm going to Rite Aid. You need milk? He's like, no, I need the money. Bro, I'm going to Rite Aid so you can get the kids, so you can get what you need for your kid, like your Similac and stuff like that. That's more than money.
Bro, first of all, you know how much
that's more than I'm gonna give you. I might bust you
shit too for
them. They don't even keep it on. They keep that shit locked
up. They lock it up now.
Yeah, they keep that Similac.
That's what I'm saying. Like, no, I'm about to bless you.
How much is it?
Like $40 a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
I was about to buy.
And
like,
depending on the size of the kid.
So young boy, yeah, I know young boy. Young boy got a kid for sure. But he was hitting me and was like, yo, bro, can I get 40 for the Similac for my young boy? All right, I'm not.
Yeah.
Bet I got you.
That's a violent joint.
Hit me again. Boom, I got you. Hit me a third time and was like, bro, I'm going to pay you back this time. Can you hold me down? Boom, I got you. Only reason I switched up was because he gave me his word that he said he was going to pay me back. So, like, that's the only reason. So, I'm like, if you wasn't going to pay me back or say, like, don't bring that up. Since you put that on it. I'm gonna hold you accountable to your deadline.
Hold you accountable.
Hit me again, like, yo, bro, I need another favor.
But
I guess this time he gave me a discount. He cut the price from 40
to 20.
I did it with you with the 25.
But what I found out was he was hitting like me and like three other people for the same joint every time. So I'm like, oh, you was coming up. So I'm like, I hope young boy was getting something.
Yeah.
But he was really coming up. So like when you give stuff, you really just gotta be like, I'm giving you this out of the kindness of my heart, whatever, and whatever you do. You do.
It's another. Remember we was at Wawa.
I was gonna say that to you, bro.
I thought you was gonna bring him up. I thought y'all was gonna bring him up.
Cause Ness always running to the wrong people. That's what I. Yo, bro, he had the tattoo with the joint still on it. Like it was like real fresh.
Fresh tattoo.
Like, he couldn't even take the joint fresh off tat. Yet. He had his kid.
He's been baby mom. Baby mom.
All three of them out there.
Bro,
I said no, bro.
Big ass sign that said hiring. Agent. I mean, he was probably above age where he can get a job.
He look like about
23, 24. I'm like, bro, go sign up right now. It say they're giving out crazy benefits. It's why are they giving out crazy benefits? They give you a free hoagie for lunch. Benefits. I'm like, dog, what are you
free
doing?
That's free hoagie.
I'm like, dude. That's not even like, it ain't about giving, but it's like, bro, it's a big ass hiring sign right here. They urgent. They need workers.
No, bro, they had the real baby out there.
The real baby.
Like, somebody came. Did somebody say something?
No, the white guy, because he tried to hustle him. He tried to like,
yeah.
He said, yo, this is horrible what you're doing, man. Like, because it's like, I helped you before. You don't even remember me. Like this, he started breaking it down.
He broke.
He just started trying to spin. He started lying. He kept switching up the stuff. I'm like, yo, man, you got. But it's just, I don't know. It's just a bad look. Bro.
It was a bad look. He had his baby mom with him. It's like, damn.
Yo, I'm going to get out there, but I'm not having my girl and my kids out there.
Yeah, my girl and my kid came.
I'm not going to say gimmick, but it was like, I hope it ain't what it is.
It makes the story look worse. With it the kids do. And the but wife.
I'm like, bro.
They tug on your strings, man.
When you go to Wawa, bro, all Wawa's hiring for.
Dude.
Oh, every Wawa in the city, it's a big ass.
The comedian is like, yo, man, all right, you out there, but you gonna have your dog out there, too. They had the dog out there.
I've seen some homie dogs. They rocking.
They had a dog out there with glasses. My man was like, I be feeling sorry for the dog. Like, yo, man, the dog don't deserve this shit. Get rid of him, right?
I remember, like, running. every day. Like, when we was working out with Hottie.
Yeah.
Every day, it would be a lady in the middle of the street, and, like, just she would always say hello.
Yeah.
And it's one time I wanted to bless her. Like I was in the car.
Okay.
I was in the car. I wasn't running at the time because every time I would stop and she would speak like, "Hey, everybody, I want to do Hottie." Remember, it'd be a lady. She just always like speaking everything. She was like a sweetheart. I'm like, this time I'm not going to even like. I'm in the car, so I'm running that. I'm coming from that way.
Yeah.
Like where she be at? So I'm like, I hope she out there. I want to bless her with some bread, man. Right. But she wasn't out there.
So I'm like, I was like, but she was just like, the energy was there all the way.
You know what I'm saying? She was a good lady, sweetheart, speak every day. Dude. Like, hey, keep going. Like, stuff like that. Like, little stuff like that. And she was there every day.
Don't hit me with stories, man.
Hey, you know what I mean?
They go too crazy. Speaking of that, do I got, that was me and you. It was either me or you or me and Hottie. Which is like, sometimes like, and this go for everybody. Yo, if you right. Like, yo, don't hold nobody to the fire.
Oh, yeah, man, you were talking about that the other day.
I'm like, yo, I hate when people write and they know they write
and they go overboard.
Oh, like, yeah, yo, bro.
They throw in my face.
No, because listen, bro.
Yeah, bro.
You don't do that.
The other day, right, I see a little fender bender accident, right? Yo, it wasn't no damage for real. But the person that hit the person's car, I'm looking. So the person whose car got hit, he like, yo, like, we wait for the stretch, wait for everybody to get. Like he snapped. Like, bro, it's a fender, but it ain't no damage to your car, and it ain't no damage to his car. Okay. Him, I'll just roll out. Just say the time. It ain't even worth it. But just the fact that he know, like, he could be in the right, like, he just gonna run with it.
My neck.
I hate that, man.
My neck and my back.
Bro, I don't like that.
I hate when somebody writes, and they know they right, and they just run
you
with it.
Taking
it
run with it, yeah.
Because I ain't going at the
be step. Humble. Oh, man, be humble.
Bro, my man like this, bro. I'm out AC. With a couple of my homies, I went to go meet up out there with him, right? We was handling some business. Bro, I'm supposed to follow my, first of all, he was, everybody don't know how to, like, if somebody following you, you got to drive a certain way. Be able to be followed. He was horrible, by the way, driving wise. He's from New York, so he probably don't drive like, probably got his metro car. So he probably only used the car when he got to make big moves. So I'm like, all right, I'm following him. You ever get the feeling like real early that somebody can't drive, bro?
Oh, yeah.
You know the real big parking lot where you got to keep making the tight turns until you, like the parking garage type.
Yeah.
So it's the parking garage. I ain't like the way he pulled out of that joint. I'm like, I don't know if bro could really drive like that. So I'm following him light for light. Bro, he'd get to the point like where it's damn near like a fork in the road. Like, you got to go this way. You supposed to make this decision. Like 10, 15 seconds prior to when he was making them. Bro, I'm following you, bro.
I'm trying to lose you.
So, bro, Pat, it feel like this was evasive driving, bro. Like, so like, every time he get close, like, yo, I should never hear your tires. If I hear your tires, I already don't trust your driving skills too much. So, like, I'm sticking with him. So we get to the highway. He ain't even holding it down on the highway good. I'm like, We get to the toll. He got an easy pass. I got coins. I'm like, God damn. So now I'm lost. Like, I gotta hurry up and try to find where he going. I kinda look up the address real quick. I'm like, all right, bet. So I'm on the way. Bro, he had to be like 15 minutes in front of me. I was in the easy pass. I mean, I was in the toll line. He was flowing. Like, he never stopped going. So he gotta be 15, 20 minutes in front of me, bro. I'm getting closer to the destination. I'm like, man, this joint long as hell. Like, why does, like, ain't been no traffic, and there was traffic now. But it's a one way. So I'm like, yo, okay, I'm getting closer and closer. I ain't thinking nothing of it, bro. I'm like, getting closer. I'm like, somebody texts us like, yo, where y'all at? I'm like, no, bro should be there. I'm running a little behind. He like, none of y'all here. I was like, all right, bro. I'm getting closer and closer. I get to the front to see what all the commotion is. God, he straight them bunk out. But he like, he okay. he outside talking to the Italian boy's wife.
He got into an accident.
He got into an accident, bro. I told him. I had to feel he couldn't drive from the roof. I said, yo, cuz, I don't think his skills are there, cuz. He told my cuz. So I pulls over, make sure he's straight, like, yo, I ain't leaving without him, right? Italian boy trying milky. Like, I don't know nothing. Yo, bro, when I tell you, it ain't nothing wrong. Matter of fact, he had one of those metal license plate joints in the front. Like, so he got like, so like, it's like a maybe, bro, if they didn't point to me where the car was damaged, and then you're not finding what was wrong with this vehicle. They out there trashing. Like, y'all know I can't do nothing to the cops, bro. I can't do nothing to the cops. First of all, bro, cops don't even really like dealing with that shit.
They don't.
Man,
yeah,
come.
Don't. Yeah.
So they come late. He like,
they need that police report, though.
He get nervous. He like, yo, he telling the boy, like, yo, man, I give you 200. Like, I don't know. He calling his, not only the insurance, his mechanics to see what the price might could be. This, and I'm like, cops finally pull up, right? No, they like down the street, but they got to make their way down. He's like, yo, bro, can you hold his weed? I'm like, you in a pickle? I give it to me. Like, I don't think they was gonna fuck with him anyway. But he was just like, nah, I was in an accident. I think they get you with the DUI for the butt. Is that a thing?
No, you could definitely get a DUI for butt.
So like,
if you fried.
Yeah, but because I wasn't. I was like, bro, like, you ain't gotta give me this weed. Like, it's just weed, bro. Like, he like, no, I think they give me DUI. So I grab it. I put it in my car. I'm like, all right. He out there, bro. The cop gate. This was the shittiest predicament I ever heard. The cop wasn't trying to hear him, the lady that was bitching. The Italian boy that was bitching.
He wasn't trying to hit nobody?
He wasn't trying to hit nobody. He listened, like, he got, like, the face on, just like, yeah, okay. And what else happened after that? All right. So I'll tell you what. Yo, bro, he had to get in his car. They follow him to a parking lot across the street. He got out his car. The cop made them, like, yo, get him $350 instead of the $200 you was going to give him. He's going to call it even. Like, what? He's like, yeah, but just to ensure that you're going to do it, you ride in the car with them, and they're going to take you to the bank, and you give it to them. And like, yeah, we all roll. Like, bro, I'm watching him, cuz.
The cop put them in the car.
Yeah, they put it all together.
What?
No, I'm not doing it.
He had to ride with the boy and his wife to the bank, bro. Give him $350. No. They came back, dropped him off in his car, and then he met us at the spot. Yo, Ness.
What?
If I ain't see it with my own eyes, bro, I wouldn't believe this shit. Yo, bro, the cop drove all of them over there, so you ain't gonna leave them. In fact, you get in the car with them.
That must be something he do every time. Like, cop must do that every time.
He don't do no paperwork.
That's a scam, bro. That's a scam, bro. They working together, bro. That's a fucking scam. Yeah. Ain't no way that's a scam.
He probably give him 150. He probably get the
probably do that all the time, bro. That's a scam.
We eating drinks on him tonight.
Yeah.
That's all it was. There's our AC, man. Got a couple drinks. Yeah,
you
what?
Break real quick. Somebody hit the back of your bumper. Oh, cash me out. 350 every time.
They call it the scoop and squat. Yeah. The Allstate stands commercial told me that.
That's a real joke.
But speaking of that, yo, man, you are in control of your own vehicle. That's stop riding thing. Everybody's ass out here,
they
man.
They do that for real?
Crash with some cash, bro.
What? Talking about
some cash. You learn shit every day,
yes,
man.
Yes, no, wow. Niggas are scamming,
bro. You seen the drone down the 8? I seen this drone. What they do is the young boys be on the scooters. So the first young boy on the scooter, what he gonna do? He gonna ride around real quick, and if you had a red light or something, he gonna bump into your car, so he gonna fall on the ground. So when you hop out to try to see if he okay, his man is already like there on the side. So if you get out of the car, his man running down, jumping in your shit, and pulling off. I said, oh, they crafty, bro.
Yo, you getting worked like yo?
Yeah, I heard.
Yo,
I heard you but your crazy car, with the cars,
like
bro.
Yo, this car better be worth your man. Like, yo, I'm giving him everything I got out
there. I heard Atlanta
you
crazy
take the car and you here
and you still,
yo, bro, it better be worth it all. I'm giving him everything I got out there.
I'm beating you with that scooter if I can.
That's crazy.
Speaking of that, yo, cause I don't like when people talk money online. We were just rapping about this. Like, who was that? That was your man, dude. Yeah, he ain't been around. Was booked for a little while, so he don't know how much people scam online.
Oh, yeah.
So when you run into these situations, if it sounds too good to be true, it is.
My man cousin just came from jail, so he don't know like that on like the Instagram. It's a lot of scams. People like, yo, man, give me 10,000, and I'll make it to 100,000.
Yep.
So he texted my man. He said my man name like, yo, man, this bad chick. This DM me like, yo, trying to get me to invest some money. My bed told like, yo, bro, it's fake. He like, nah, bro, she a bad chick, bro. Like, yo, she decides I gotta come up with a couple dollars. Like,
once she giving him compliments and everything, he hands
him. He like, nah, bro, but she keep telling me like I'm handsome, bro. She keep telling me I'm handsome. Like, she just want me to invest a couple dollars. Like, yo, bro, it's fake, bro.
I like, yo,
let
yeah,
that joint go.
Yo, cause you be, especially early on, you be one of them joints to be, like, yo, bro, it ain't worth it, cuz. Just take it easy. It ain't there.
Like, what, like, as good as that feel, what that got to do with the other?
Like, no. Like, legit, like, all right, you butter me. I don't like to be buttered up, bro. Yo, I honest, yo, bro.
Let's get straight to it.
Yo, cuz, don't butter me up. Like, no, bro, it almost make me, like, I get more frustrated and mad at you. I'm like, I don't care if I ain't talked to you in 3 years, bro. If you call me and say exactly what's going on, yo, I'll never be upset with you. I never be upset with you. And you call me, warm me up, blindside me.
Mm-hmm. Especially when I fall for it. Like,
that's what get me when I fall for it, bro.
He's like, yo, this nigga really checking in.
Yo, bro, what's up, bro?
Like, what's up, my nigga?
Like, yo, bro, you think you could do this for me? Like, come on, cuz. I know you butter me up, bro.
What was that joint with the Susu? What was that shit that was out a few months ago? It was like probably like a year ago. Like, you get him a certain amount of money. Everybody put up a certain amount of money, and at the end, you get the full pot of money. It was some...
No. That joint was whamming.
What was that? Man.
Somebody was going to be the odd man. Now, a couple people got the money from other suckers.
Yeah, what was that?
But like,
people
somebody was
hitting me up for that joint. I'm like, are they really just checking in? Then it was like, yo, bro, I'm part of this. I'm like,
yo, oh, yeah, for real. Like, damn, I ain't here on my man in a minute.
It's
okay.
Always something. And they always be short-lived. I mean, you get your wake
yo,
up now.
Yo, bro, what's good, dog? I'm like, oh, what's up, bro? Like,
no, you start feeling like they should have checked it
they
on you.
They send you a script joint. They probably send everybody. It'd be a script.
I say, yo, bro.
You ever seen a script joint and you send everybody?
You
like,
you
want to
hustle, put a little bit more work in the script. Yeah. Like, yo, you got to start writing personal detail like messages.
The yo, bro, joint ain't script. Yo, bro, what's how you been? And then after that joint, they see your law. I'm like, oh, this joint crazy.
No, because sometimes, some of them bad. Like, the ones that you see coming, you be like, all right. Like, you sometimes, like, you got some people that are. Sometimes I like to hear all the bullshit. Like, yo, give me everything you got, cause I know. Yo, you ever wait on somebody for 10 minutes to tell you the bullshit? Like, come on, bro. Like, I know you coming with some bullshit. Like, just come on. It just be the joint on front when somebody has you going. Like, damn, bro, you a real nigga? You really checked on me, cuz. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think you could? What you think I could do? You had your exit when you pick up the phone. It's crunch time already, bro. Yeah, I gotta do this. I gotta do that. I gotta do this. All right, now what you need? What you need me to do? I think it was Bernie Mac, Steve Harvey, one of the two. He's like, yeah. So when people call me, I just call them back a couple days later. 90% of the time, they fixed it. Before, I'm like, damn, so you called me first? You didn't even try to fix it. Like, yo, do everything in your power to make it happen first. Then you call me. Then I ain't got no problem helping you. But if you just like, I'm like, damn, bro, you ain't even want to get no sweat on the brow or nothing. Cause, like, put some work in.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, bro, this should be getting frustrating.
Bro, I seen a meme. They say, yo, man, this generation really don't want to work. They said, yo, you could give a motherfucker a job, laying down. Here, get up and quit.
Yo, I'm tired of laying down.
Yo, bro, I keep telling him, like, this ain't going to lay down, because you can't pay me enough to lay down all day, because fuck
God damn.
I'm just like, bro, once I seen the talking remote, like, when you ain't even had to press the buttons no more, I told you I was out. I said, yo, this shit old.
Oh, man.
Bro, like, nigga, like, ESPN. Yeah. And they go say, yo, bro, just yo, press the channel
yo,
button,
it's,
bro.
It's getting so bad, bro. Cuz it's getting bad, bro. I'm like, when the batteries get low, you can't talk on it.
Yep. It's like, yep.
I'm like,
yep.
Damn. I'm like, I got some new batteries.
Yo, you like, yo.
Bro, it's getting so bad, I don't even want to dial the numbers in. Yo, it's getting bad, bro. Because when the batteries get low, you can't talk to the remote.
I didn't know that, girl.
Yeah, that is funny. It do like a weird sound. It's like, damn, dog.
Like, isn't he like, is blue collar jobs still popping? Like, do that, like, is that still a thing? Or they finding out ways to like.
Remote me.
I mean, construction still. Remote
me.
You know what's crazy? It's crazy. Like, you said people don't put the work in, but it's like. I remember you had to try to tell time on from your clock, and you know I mean? People don't even know how to tell time no more, man. Yeah.
It's tough. A lot of people, you give them somebody a clock with the hands on, they done.
No, kids don't do that no more.
You tell no time. If you can, yo.
Counterclock.
Bro, you and Hottie told me how to tell time.
If you ask somebody, a young boy, like, what time is it? They look right here. Whole watch on.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Nigga tell you, I don't know what time it is.
Yep. Or they'll give you the joint. This joint broke.
You just got it for the fashion points, cuz.
This joint broke.
Y'all seen me struggle the other day. I was like 5, 10, 15.
You kept it all the way around, but you still, yo, you reverted back to the basics. You're like,
it's just
right,
been
man,
a while. It's been a while.
I feel like I had to cat real quick.
The last generation.
I think I was probably like in second grade or so. When I was walking home from school, I was asking this old head. I'm like, yo, man, what time is it? He's like, caught after. I'm like, huh? Quarter after. Yo, I hate when people just tell time.
I hate that.
Yo,
I hate that, man.
I might have just learned that like last year.
I used to count. I used to put 25 minutes on that joint. It's Cordather. So it's probably like 125.
But they don't even tell you like quarter after two.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell is a quarter after. What the hell?
Half past five.
Like, what?
So you just know I know what hour it is.
Right.
Bro, I'm asking you what time it is for a reason. Quarter after.
Remember Pierre? He's like, yo, how does your little Shate? Little Shate, 36 bucks. Like, come on, baby. How old is she? Man, I got time to be adding and subtracting.
Hey, yo, cuz.
Hey, like, yeah, I don't like that neither.
I'm
coming to you to help me out. Not to give me some more obstacles to jump over.
Like, they do that shit in
like 22 months.
Prison time.
Like, if I wanted a hint, I would ask for it.
Nah.
They do that shit in prison time, man. Yeah, I served 24 months, man. Yeah. Like, dog, just say how many. Just say you said 2 years, man. Say you did 2 years, man. Say you did 2 years, man.
They be sentencing people like that. Yo, this court has sentenced it to you to 1,100 months.
Yeah.
Like, no, old head, I know. He did like, he did a lot. He did a lot. Old head, I know he did like 10 plus. He said the months he did. Like, I'm talking about like,
it was
whatever how many months is 10 years, is how many months he says. He won't even say like 10 years. He's like, 88 months or something. I'm like, bro, this ain't you did 10 years, man.
No, we got, who he was doing? We was talking about the Temptations. What we was talking about, we were just talking about like half a house. Like,
Yeah, because he was saying like, yo, we only sold half a house. Otis was like, yo, half a house still deserves
still
the
show. Yo, bro, I thought it was entertainers, cuz.
Yo, they was real entertainers back in the day. Like, yeah. it was half a house deserves a show.
Yep.
Now, bro, it's a half a house, people give you half the effort.
Yeah, half the effort.
Bullshit effort.
Yeah, like,
your bullshit song.
Like, the real performance.
Yo, cuz this ain't even the one I heard that you got. Like, give me the song that you're popular for, bro. And I tell you, when we used to be up college, bro, so, you know, they try to get a lot of performers, bro. It's a select few people.
That's a tough crowd.
It's a tough crowd, bro. You could do college campuses. Bro, college kids assholes, bro.
No, real rap.
And it's half a house. Like, you could look everybody in their face. Me and Ness went to a comedy show. Actually, it was pretty funny.
Funny as shit.
I give it 18, 19 people.
Yep.
But they did their thing.
He said he actually liked it more because he could burn more. Like, yeah. It was funny. He killed
it. I'll never forget he came out. And it was a bunch of empty seats. He's like, damn, man, this shit would be packed if it wasn't so many seats. I was like, all right. He kind of tuned out. He made it like,
funny.
He made it like real cool, leveled it out.
That's funny.
Niggas come out. You got to acknowledge it. Don't act like it's not.
He like
15 of us in here.
Take all the pressure off.
Take all the pressure off. Like, yo, man. Boy came out, yo, we going to have a good time.
I couldn't believe it was that many people there. I'm like, yo, y'all know who he's here.
Facts. That was like, bro, we used to get big comedians. We had Alex Thomas, we had the boy Kyle. He real funny. He got the glasses on.
Yeah.
He did Def Comedy Jam.
Kyle, the one that got.
Yep, we had Kyle. Spank came up.
Spank came down. Spank be doing this thing. I like Spank.
Yeah, Spank
is funny.
I'm trying to think.
He had some level comedians too, though. They had my
man Craig McLaurin. Yeah. My man Craig McLaurin, he got the He got the Met this Sunday. Shouts out to my guy. He over there. I think Bill Bellamy over there.
Mm. Oh, he there?
Ryan Davis.
Oh,
Chichil.
Ryan
gonna open up.
Ryan Davis, that's the boy be on the gram.
Yeah,
he funny.
I told Chichil I was gonna come through that joint.
It's Sunday at the Met. If I come back, I gotta slide out. If I can make it back in time, I'm going to that show. Craig, you better kill it, baby. Do your thing in it.
So I'm gonna see if they got some more tickets. I'm gonna go.
I want Chichil to do his thing too. I never seen him do stand up. Like, I know.
It's crazy. We were just earlier just talking. He actually gave me a nice little idea.
Okay.
Dude, yeah.
I love to see you. I don't be like, when people be like, he wasn't even that funny in person. Like, yo, I love to see when I see somebody like that could bring it in different forms of comedy. Like, man, that person was funny on stage as well as on the gram. First time I seen him do Cleon from Baltimore. Seen him on stage, bro. Did his thing. I said, damn, I love to see somebody that's funny on the gram. Because that's difficult. That's a real difficult transition. So I'd be like, man, I'd be one of the best people, cause I don't be doing what it is.
No, yeah, I get you.
But just don't be the prey on the downfall guy. People like, yo, bro, people like can't wait for you. I don't know what that joint be about.
If you watch sports talk, like these commentators on the sports shows, that's all they do is pray on dudes on downfall. Yeah. I'm like, why are you praying on another man to fail? Like, how do you sell right now? Oh, I'm not a hater. I'm just speaking. Bro, you want a man to fail?
Yeah.
Like, huh? Like, that's why I had to give the sports talk shows a break for a little bit. I just stopped listening. I just stopped.
Yo, I'll be taking a break.
I had to.
Give a shout out, man, to the Daily News and the Enquirer, man.
Got
for
to.
The article, man.
Nah, man, give them some time, man. Give them some flowers real quick.
No, I just wanted to show love, man, to the reporter, Helen. They reached out to me, asked me, like, have anybody ever wrote, like, an article on me before? I'm like, no, they reached out.
This from the beginning, right?
It's from the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they reached out to SEPTA, asked SEPTA, could they do it? SEPTA was cool with it. Yo, they came and met me at the bus. We had a couple phone interviews. Met me at the bus, took the pictures.
interview smooth out. Transition though. Smooth like transition. It wasn't.
Oh,
like,
it wasn't like
no, it wasn't rough at all.
Pop it wasn't an in person joint. It was like they did over the phone.
Over the phone it was, but then they met me in person okay. to take the pictures and all that.
Gotcha.
And then it even through the DM like, and popping article, man. Don't surprise because definitely the history.
That joint was heavy, huh? You mean? Talk heavy, bro. First of all. Article is great, by the way. Go and look that joint of my man on Google and everything. Oh, don't get it twisted, man. The bloodline been in the papers, man. We've been in these publications going crazy. Got my man doing the Enquirer, Daily News. My man Deke on bicycling. Biggest bicycle magazine in North America. We in these publications, man. Y'all better stop playing games. My man texted him what he said. He said, bro, how you become a star bus driver?
You a cool motherfucker.
I said, yeah.
Out of all the comments that I got throughout that whole article process, that joint was like the one. He said, yo, how you become a star bus driver? You a cool motherfucker.
Yo, you know when I knew DuPage was going up a little bit? Because people that ain't got nothing to people argue with each other on his post. Like, they arguing
that's funny.
With each other. Like, oh, this ain't got nothing to do with
like,
you.
Like, yeah, that's
when
crazy.
People get on and talk amongst each other under your stuff, I'm
yeah,
like,
that's tough. Yeah,
your page is going to another level. I'm like, I wasn't even talking to you. Well, then they start getting to the Instagram University thing. They just start. Then you got the guy. You got a lot of tough guys in your joint too.
Oh, have you get any? I don't want to, like anybody like hating. You mean?
I got a couple of that. Yeah. I don't pay nobody though. Yeah. I'll give it.
That comes with the territory.
Yeah, I'll give it.
Yo, why is that? Like, why do the assholes stick out?
Like, bring your downfall, like,
bro. It'd be like thousands of people that love you and like three people don't.
Well, he just don't. Like, it just be weird. It's bullshit.
Do it stick out because it's just not the same? Like, you'll see three people that put some bad shit, but it'd be like hundreds of people that put like great stuff.
Yo. I don't know what it be, bro. When you look, I just look at right when I start doing like the videos and stuff like that, bro. Really, just a bus driver.
Just a bus driver.
Like just doing video, just giving from a bus driver perspective and made national news.
Nah,
bro.
For real. Nah.
It's crazy, from like bro. A bus driver perspective, because a lot of times people always got the passenger's perspective.
Yeah.
So I came from like, y'all got the bus driver perspective.
Y'all got the bad end of the stick for years.
Bro, there's so many different bus drivers writing me from around the world. They send me video DMs like from UK. There's one girl, she big over in the UK. Send me a video. She's like, it's amazing to see how there's really no difference between the UK and the US.
In the US.
Between like bus, like the
just
people.
Just the passengers, yep. Yeah,
bro,
yeah.
I seen a bus driver from Spain write you.
I still ain't even see that comment.
I still see, I'm like.
Sound like a world tour to me.
Yeah, bro. They said like, yo, dude going global on them cars.
Yeah, man.
New Zealand? Then you get one from New Zealand?
Like New Zealand, yeah.
Bro, I don't even know where's, bro, I can't show you where New Zealand at on the globe right now.
A bus world tour,
bus tour
man.
World
nah,
tour.
When you
see
coming
to you, just take a bus, just ride a bus for
ride
a little.
A
would you do that? Would you be open to something like that?
What?
Take
bro,
a, you
when
know
these
mean?
Sponsors come calling and pay for that?
Yeah, like just open, you know what I mean?
Bus driver dude going global, man.
That's tough. I'm going to fly you out to Australia, man. You're going to drive the bus for a week.
That'd be
tough,
bro,
man.
Bro, when that happened, we're going to be like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Right. It's like, damn, you really
be
like,
crazy.
Because, bro, this was a stretch. You're like, damn, like, you like, yo, cuz, it'd be crazy if this joint get, and then, like, it got there. Like, then, like, damn, but what if I get to this point? Then it got there. Like, now you in the paper. Like, oh, not just people reaching out.
Hey, dude, did you ever thought it would reach like this level?
No.
Nah, you just just doing videos of this.
Yeah, no, yeah. I ain't think it would get like this. To get a paper, get in the Daily News, bro.
Get in the Daily News,
bro. People
bro.
Were sending me stuff. I was on Google News feed.
Yeah.
They were sending me off the Google News
feed. It wound
feed.
Up coming to my phone. Remember, I ain't see it at first. Yeah. I said, damn, bro, you got good. Dream popped up on Google.
No, it'd be people writing me like, yo, man, I just read your article on Google. Man, it's magnificent, man.
Mm.
This is like older people from all different races, white people, black people, Asian, like from all over.
Yeah.
I'm like, because then like everybody just love the 250 cars.
Oh yeah, like, yeah, every day 250.
Like, every day 250. So I'm like, yo, when Helen got on, she did. It was just like, that's when I was like, oh snap, it's really coming into fruition. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
So I'm like, because it's like, yo, it's bro, what you talk about. It's something that everybody.
It hits home because it's like funny as shit. You like, damn, Patrick, we
you
do
know
do
told,
that though. Like,
she told me, she said I had to watch your page for a while.
Yeah,
make sure it wasn't like no negativity, no cursing and all that. And I'm like, damn, that's crazy.
Yo, bro, you gotta be
like,
careful
I
what you
for a long time to make sure like no, it wasn't real. Like no BS on it.
You know, you're not careful. You gotta be with endorsing people and endorsing things.
Yeah.
And then, like, yo, you stick your neck out on somebody, and then the next thing you know, bus driver do like, yo, middle fingers up in every pick. Like, damn, I vouch for this guy.
But you keep that joint so good that it's strictly your work. You might have something like you cooking or something, but bro, it's strictly your, you know what I mean? It ain't no negativity in that joint, man. That's super dope.
She was like, yo, the way you do it, like, no mocking people, no cursing, none of that. Yep. It's like amazing.
No, cause it's just so crazy. Like, bro, we used to have, like, you used to have everybody done on them joints, bro. And then, like, yo, because I never knew when you start putting it up. I ain't no lady was like, yo, bro, you got to start putting them up.
Hey, quick question. You've been a bus driver for a minute. Like, how long you been a bus driver?
10 years.
So when was the process? You like, all right, I'm just make a video for... Like tell us that process. Like, all right, I'm just gonna do it. Like,
lady was talking one day. Cause I always told them the stories, and one day, lady was like, yo, man, you might just start telling them Jones on Instagram.
Yeah, okay.
And I just started telling them on Instagram. They actually shouted lady out in the newspaper. They're like his sister Zinzi Shabazz, like told him to start doing it.
That's crazy.
They threw her in that Jones.
No, bro. Then it's like, if you take a ride, like. When you really, well, first of all, you would know because we rode public transportation a lot. Bro, you see some of the wildest stuff on public transportation, but it got even wilder once he start working for it. I'm like, bro, you seen that today? I'm like, boy, I seen everything under the sun, bro.
Nah.
I pulled that, bro. Me and Deke, crazy. I think me and Deke was with you. Like, yo, come up north. Me and Deke jumped on the bus with him. To see the love he getting off the positivity that he going, bro.
Oh, yeah.
On everything, bro. They was on the corner shooting dice. He's like, yo, it's the boy from the Grand. Yo, what's up, baby? You trying to jump in? Like, you just like, yo, it's like.
I was on the 7th. We get up, no, they shoot a dice on the corner. Like, that's the old head from the Grand. Yeah. Like, you want to come shoot with us?
Yeah. I was like, bro.
Wait till I clock out.
No, bro, I know it got crazy, bro. When I was going in the Chicken and Peach, cuz. Two young boys run up on me. Like, yo, bus driver, dude, can I get the pick? Then I see two other young boys hop out the, Hop out the truck, two kids, like, yo, dude, can we get a
picture?
Like, damn, that's crazy.
Felt like a movie out there.
A student came to me. It was like, yeah, you be, I was working at the school. They was like, I see you a bus driver do page.
Bro, I didn't know you made videos. Yeah. So when I was down CCP, they was talking about people making videos in the city, and they like, bus driver do? I'm like, wait, huh? I'm like, who y'all talking? I'm like, no way. And they really was in the office watching your videos. I said, yo, that's crazy.
No, because then you got a lot of people that would love to think like yo, this, yo, bro, that stuff really be real, bro. Yo, take a trip, yo. You ever get a chance, cuz? Take a trip, bro. Yo, people crazy on the bus, cuz.
Nah, yeah, for sure.
You know what was always popping to me? Like, I ain't know you knew so many people just from driving your routes.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, you don't see, you might see people for 6-7 seconds at a time. Maybe you had a light. These people in the neighborhood that just in your route.
Yeah.
At the wild, people start speaking, or like, you know what this person do, you know what this person work at, you know what time this person gonna be. I'm like, it's just crazy what you can see during the route. You're like, nah, cuz. Like, I come through here, I get love. I'm like, what? Like, bro, people just be waving, everything. But the excuse bag, the excuse joint is phenomenal. Cause the grand part is, I used to think y'all used to fall for that. Before you was a driver, I had no sympathy for y'all.
Yo, bro, it's so crazy, bro. I can pull up to the stop and see who's gonna pay.
You already know.
Yo, if I pull up and somebody look at me dead in my eyes, like a half a block going down, we looking at each other, like I already know. Or somebody that's super nice at the bus stop letting everybody go first. God damn, he ain't gonna pay.
No, I ain't gonna front. That's just a tough joint. I used to do that with the food stamp card. Like, yo, let everybody go first.
Oh, with the EBT
card. Yeah, EBT joint. You let everybody go first.
Yeah.
Hey, it took me, get that boldness up. Certain stuff you just like, I never forget, me and somebody was dueling it out. Both had EBT cards, cuz. We both had the cards. I wanted them to go, they wanted me to go.
Why they want you at first?
It was big lines, and we both had food stamp cards. We had a lot of stuff. So we was just like, I just try to keep that joint in the tuck in my mind. Like, everybody wasn't supposed to know about this joint in my mind. I don't know.
Yeah, you ain't everybody know you had the food stamp.
Yeah.
So I did that a couple times too. Where everybody leave out that joint. But like, people just keep coming in too.
Hey, Tom. Like, damn, bro. So we were just duking it out. We were just looking at each other. I kind of seen it in their hand. I was like, all right, I take this.
We're on the same team.
Yeah, we're on the same team, bro. Like, we keep.
We on the same team.
EBT.
All right, cuz. Except for I used to want the hot food. Couldn't get it. I'm like, I can't get a cheesesteak with the junk.
Right.
hoagie, my situation. Come on, cuz.
Yeah.
Honey smoked turkey, running through the garden. All them veggies be good. A little bit of oil, extra mayo on it. Honey mustard. Stop playing. Hot seeded peppers. Sneaky. That's my work. Hot seat. Yeah, what? How you feel to be back season three, bro?
You know, it's, you know, it felt good. You know what I mean, but you know, also it was a reason why. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, man, we got a lot of love. Like just taking the break, a lot of people was just showing us still love. Like, I'm glad that we didn't just like just fall off. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, people were like, oh, y'all just probably done with the podcast. Like, people were like, you know what I mean?
Checked in, man.
Like, people checked in with it. That's why I'm like, oh, yeah, we got something. When I seen like more like two or three people hit me like, yo, what's up with the podcast? They're like, oh, yeah, we really got something.
Cooking something.
You get what I'm saying? So I'm just glad it didn't just fade away in the background. So I'm happy about that. So.
Pat, you keep it smooth all the time. Did it feel weird, like, with us not in the flow or, like, out of the flow, like, season three?
No, Mike, it's kind of different because we really be together. So it's facts. Like, even we not doing the podcast.
It's podcast be, level talk.
Yeah. So, like, even jumping back into this don't feel like nothing because we do this all the time.
We do this all the time. What's Driver do with the new I mean, like, with the levels is going right now, like, bro, from the paper, going viral on certain. I'm looking at video, like, I'm like, damn, 15,000 people didn't watch Bro Joint today?
Yeah,
I'm like,
that should be
so
funny,
just
man.
Crazy. Like, yo, did that feel different coming to season three? Just be. Like, you ain't saying much, Driver do. You mean,
it definitely be crazy. Like, the love be crazy now. Love done got crazy in the city, bro. Crazy.
You know what's popping, bro? You doing them Jones super early, like, so you're the first, like, when you check your Instagram, you're the first thing that people see, like, your video. So you like, oh, this is a morning humor right here, like, this
oh,
shit.
Yeah, yeah,
so it's like,
yeah,
your video, it'd be like, damn, like, it'd be like 6 a.m. I'm like, oh, yeah. Yo, so it'd be like, that'd be the first thing I see when I wake up. Like, yeah, that's dope, man. That's dope.
Okay, now we back, man. You already know it's time to plug it up, man. Pluggy, but who got the plugs?
Yeah, I mean, just I think we probably just touched on everything as far as, like, you know, like,
just want to get back.
Yeah, just want to get back. Dude doing this thing. I mean, if y'all haven't checked out the article, check that thing out, for real, and you know, show love.
What they got to type in? Just Bus Driver Do.
Yeah, you go to Google, just type in Bus Driver Do. That's gonna come up.
Pop up. Check out the article, man. Read and reach out to him, man. Let him know how you felt about it, man. What you liked, you know. It's a good time. Big Pat, plug it up, man. What anybody need to know? Anything cool?
Yeah, no, I'm just gonna shout out Do Indeed.
Pop. You know what I mean? Bicycling magazine.
Yeah.
Barnes and Nobles. Go out, go grab it. Do on Google. Find that Enquirer Daily News. We on it.
Oh, I'm tripping. And shout out to bro.
Shout out. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
did we just,
oh, yo, snap. Yeah.
Do
yeah.
we want to do this right now? We got to dedicate him a whole episode, right?
Let's do it.
Don't we got to give him a
shout
whole
him out.
Drink?
Shout him out.
Go
first.
Ahead.
Yeah.
Shout out to bro.
No, you got it, bro. You got that one. You got that one.
Shout him out.
I mean, Mr. and Mrs. Williams. If you're listening, we got a whole episode dedicated to y'all in motion. Apologize, this is the first get back on this season three tour. We about to get it popping, but don't worry about it. How the wedding came up, how he told us, how his family reacted to it, how we reacted to it.
Yeah.
We're going to give you all the details, all the bad looks that me, Ness, and Pat are now getting because we are not married yet.
We got to do that one live from Atlanta.
We're going to do
that. At a brunch.
But at the brunch. Mimosas flowing. Shut your cuz. Yo, bro, I don't even. Yo, cuz. You know I ain't crazy drinking more, cuz.
He said, oh, you trying to get lit.
Yo, this thing has, bro.
I think I had over 20 mimosas, cuz.
Oh,
like the orange juice and the champagne.
I just said, back
crazy.
And look at
in the morning? No, it's like at brunch, probably like 1, 2 in the morning.
Bro, this is a real joint. Like, could have pissed myself.
I like that, bro. Like, you understand that made me feel good.
Cuz I don't
baby,
get to relax,
that
bro.
That made me feel good, like, man.
I don't be chilling.
That made me feel good.
Atlanta,
like, bro, just really, you know what I'm saying? Like, just sit back drinking a mimosa.
Yeah,
man.
To get to relax, man. Do you got any plugs, man? Talk to us, man. What's good?
Nah, I'm just happy to be back. Just happy to be back.
Yo, man, I'm gonna just reiterate, man, all the RIPs that we got to touch on. My baby girl, my mom, Aunt Moni, my great-grandmother, Uncle Dial. A lot of the fellas, I'm gonna put y'all on another episode. This one was strictly for the blood. On this one, miss y'all, love y'all. Man, we're going to hold it down. We're gonna keep leveling up. We're going to try and make y'all proud. All that good stuff, man. We just try to, I don't know, man. We're going to talk about the lineage a little bit next episode, too, and what it means to, like, have a family that speaks for you before you even get in the room to speak for yourself. So, like, we're getting to that. That's another conversation. Talk to us. You got anything? Good.
Early for the next one.